In the legal boxing match between Duke Bennett and Kevin Burke, Bennett has won in a split decision of sorts. The trial court sided with the current mayor, but the state appellate court found in Burke's favor, leading to an appeal from the other side and a date before the state's highest court. The appeals all focused on Bennett's employment with the federally funded Hamilton Center, a job Burke's lawyers contended should have disallowed Bennett from running for office under terms of the Hatch Act. But in a unanimous ruling issued Tuesday, Chief Justice Randall Shepard says such a claim cannot be filed once an election is complete, because the candidate in question, Bennett in this case, is already the mayor-elect and thus, by definition, no longer a candidate. Bennett says he hopes the ruling serves to inform future Hatch Act cases.
It seems to help the future for candidates that if you've got an issue with a candidate, you bring it up before the election and you're going to have a much better chance of getting things to go your way.
The mayor says the ruling is a weight off of his shoulders and those of his staff, all of whom have operated under the weight of the case for the entirety of Bennett's 18 months in office. Burke could still appeal to the United States Supreme Court, but Bennett says he hopes he has seen the last of courtroom battles with his election challenger.
I would like to think that with the unanimous ruling, back to the original trial court, that I'm hopeful that this is the last stop and this will be behind all of us.
Calls to Burke's home and to the statehouse office of his lawyer, Indianapolis Representative Ed Delaney, were not returned Tuesday. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.